Thank you for contacting customer service. This is Naya speaking. May I be provided with your zip code to further assist you?
J3204.
That was 22304.
83204.
And your first and last name?
First name's Larry. Last name's Neff. N-E-F-F.
Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
807 South Harrison, Pocatello, Idaho. 83204.
Okay, and I do see that on the 5th of July, there was an Ultra NO2 and Testo purchase for $495 and $597. What can I assist you with today?
No, I want a refund on that. I never did get it. I never did order it. And you guys unjustly charged me for it. I had a free sample, and then next thing you know, they charged my credit card again for $95, and I never did okay that.
Okay, sir, so the charges you are seeing are for the products you received during the trial. It does state in the terms and conditions of that trial that this is a 14-day trial. Only shipping and handling is being paid. Once this trial is not canceled or extended for a full 30 days, the full price of both of these products are agreed to be paid. That's why you're seeing that $99.94 and $95.94. Those are not for new shipments. That's for the shipment you already received on the 11th of July, sir. I really do apologize for that.
I paid $5.97 for the free sample.
Yes, that is for shipping and handling, not for the free sample, sir. That is a full 30-day supply. Once that trial was not canceled, the full pricing of that product was billed. But I do believe in the benefits of this product. I do believe that it increases stamina and increases performance. So what I can do for you, sir, is put this account on a 60-day billing hold, which means for 60 old days, you will not be billed for anything further. And I can also send you out a completely free bottle during that 60 days so that you can try another bottle to see if you would like to continue with this product. And it also gives you time to call in for any future discounts.
Well, I don't nothing. I don't want no more, you know, so.
Okay, so not even with the 50% discount, any future purchase?
What?
I can offer you a 50% discount on any future purchase.
Like I said, I'm just going to get a hold of my bank and have them take care of it.
Okay, sir, I completely understand, but this is the process that's going to happen if you contact that bank. They're going to call us. They're going to ask us to verify some information, including your email address, home address, last four of your card, and your phone number, and they're also going to ask us to provide them with the terms and conditions listed on our website. So if all that information comes back as valid, they're going to do a chargeback. A chargeback is when any disputed charges are given back to the company that they were disputed with because these charges are valid. So what I can do for you, because you don't like the product, I can give you a courtesy 35% refund because it does state in the terms and conditions of our trial that all these purchases, if they are not canceled within that time lapse, are valid and non-refundable. But I can give you a courtesy 35% of both of those last charges, which will be a total of $64, if you do agree, sir.
Well, what I read on that thing, it says a free sample.
Yes, sir, but we do have.
And handle.
Yes, we do. We do have terms and conditions of that website, sir. So those terms and conditions will be provided to your bank, and they will also see that what we're talking about, and they're going to dispute those charges back to us, sir. And I don't want you to have to go through that process, so I can get you some of your money back if you do agree to it. But if you dispute those charges, all the money that you've been disputing will be returned back to the company, sir, because those charges are valid. So I can give you that courtesy 35% and cancel out your account that you don't receive any future billings or shipments towards the account.
Run that by again.
Okay. So I can give you a 35 courtesy refund because it does state in our terms and conditions, all purchases are non-refundable, nor are they returnable. But since you did not like the product and do not want to continue with the product, I can give you a courtesy 35% refund. But if you dispute these charges with your bank, not only are you going to have to pay back the refund if I give it to you, also you're going to have to pay back the full price of both of those products. So to avoid all those complications and confusion, I can just give you that money, cancel out this account, and you don't have to deal with us anymore.
Well, I'll get back with you.
Okay, sir. Well, I can't do anything further on this account until I understand what's going to happen. I can't know. I don't know if I'm going to cancel and refund it. I don't know if I'm just canceling it. I can't exit out this account if you're going to dispute these charges, because then your account is going to be refunded completely for, not refunded completely, it's going to be drafted for that 99.94 and then 95.94 if these charges are disputed, sir. So may I ask, would you like to continue with the 35% refund or no?
Not really.
Okay. The highest I can go is 50%, sir. But anything further, I will have to get verified because it does state that we cannot refund these accounts. So I can give you 50% of those charges back, but that's as far as I can go, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to go through my bank and my credit card fraud.
Okay, sir, I completely understand. So just bear with me one moment as I speak to my supervisor to see if there's anything else that we can do with you. Okay, sir. Well, I can't offer additional 25%, making that a 75% refund of those charges. I really do apologize for that, sir.
Well, like I said, I'm just going to go to my bank. I'm just going to get, go to my credit card fraud.
Yes, sir. I understand completely.
Because it said free sample, pay shipping.
Yes, sir. And it does also state that this is a trial and trials end and have to be paid after they end. I really do apologize for that. But what I am going to do is get this account fully refunded so that you don't have any future billings or shipments with us. And I do have that cancellation number if you're ready.
No, I'll go through the bank.
Sir, this charge has already been completely refunded. So if you go to the bank, you're going to be paying twice this. Because if we read the charge and then they find out that this charge is valid, you're going to pay for the price we refunded, and you're also going to pay for the product, sir. So if you do that dispute, you're going to be paying over $400 for a $200 product.
Right.
Okay, so I'm refunding your charges, sir. So you're getting your $95.94 back, and you're getting your $99.94 back. I've canceled out your account, and I do have that cancellation number if you're ready.
Okay, you got it, man. Okay, if you're going to cancel those both and give me credit, you're not going to charge my bank, my credit card. Just give me the number, man.
C as in Charlie,
25,
36, 3,
F as in Frank.
7.
7.
Double F.
Double F.
9. Okay, sir, that verifies that this account has been canceled and that you will not receive any future billings or shipments towards the account.
Cool.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service, sir, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
So, those two charges going to be credited, right?
Yes.
Not charged. Okay. So let me get this number right. C's and Charlie, 25, 36, 3. F is Frank, 7. F, like two Franks, and a 9.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for your help today.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is everything okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.